This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Social media's biggest loser, Malsy. Brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. And what's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. We had a brief incident earlier where limits did not have the answer to a question, which was Jeff Passan says the next $600 million man in baseball. I said, who will that be, Limits? And he made a guess or two. And I said, no, it's Gunnar Henderson. And his reflexive response was, I thought of him, but didn't say it. And in the most compassionate way possible, I said, I don't think you did think of him or you would have said it.
Because Joe likes to doubt my knowledge, my ball knowledge.
No, I actually think you're very smart ball knowledge wise. However, I think from time to time you're showing signs of early Malsy disease, which is I don't want to be seen as not knowing something. So we had a long conversation about this, and the texters have weighed in. What have they said, Limits? Let's hear a sampling, if you would.
Yes, one texter starts off being very blunt and saying, Limits is a lying piece of can't say that. Other texter says, Starkey is the one who needs professional help.
I'm already getting it. What's your excuse? What's next?
You're already getting it. Other texter says, City Limits has George Costanza disease. Somebody else says, don't worry, Limits. Joe's complexes have complexes.
Wait, somebody else said the early Mueller situation.
Austin, it's okay to admit early onset malsia. It's not something to be ashamed of.
It really isn't. I mean, the desire there deep inside is to not want to be seen as not knowing. And I'm here to tell you it's okay to not know. I made a horrible mistake last week, and I forget what it is now. But everybody called me out on it, and I said I was wrong. Ron used to live with simple little mistakes. He made one with Pedro Alvarez, or no, Dave Parker one time. He made a mistake. He said Parker did something he didn't or didn't do something he did. And it was like watching a man live with some horrible like crime he committed. It's not that important. And I want you to know that if you didn't think of Gunnar Henderson, that's okay. And if I mention a movie like It's a Wonderful Life and you didn't see it, then that's okay to say I didn't see
it. One texter says that Limits, if you were watching the movie while putting up decorations, it doesn't really count as you watching the movie because you're doing other things. And now I've realized that's probably true because I can't recall most of the movie. Texter was not expecting Joe to psychoanalyze Limits today. Neither was I.
I think it went well, though, Limits, and it comes from a place of compassion.
Wow.
It's okay to not know.
Somebody says Joe is being a jerk to Limits.
That is absolutely not true. But for that person, I ask that person, Gunnar Henderson, when Limits' automatic response when he got the question wrong was to say, oh yeah, I thought of him but didn't say it. Come on. I think we all need to reach down and have compassion for Limits at that point and try to understand the psychology of it. And I think, I honestly think that it's a touch of Malmsey disease, and I don't want to see him go down that road.
A touch of Malmsey disease. Is there a cure for Malmsey disease? Is there like a treatment plan that you can put me on?
Humility? I would say it's the key.
Or should I embrace Malmsey disease?
Maybe. You could, yeah.
What about your diseases, Joe? Do you have any diseases that maybe I've adopted or anybody else has adopted or we can critique? What about excessive yawning disease? How about...
I wouldn't wish that on any man,
no.
Believe me.
What about singing diseases that you clearly have as well?
Yeah, I think that's an indication that I'm unwell. I guess in the end, who am I to be psychoanalyzing you? You're right. I take back everything. And I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
What do we have tomorrow, Limits?
Tomorrow is Wednesday, so Bob will be back. We will talk to
Dan. No, he won't. Or what day is he out?
Bob Thursday. Is out on Thursday, yeah. So we will have Bob tomorrow.
Hard to keep track of all the days he's out, but yes, Thursday.
Well, you know why. And we have Zangrilli at noon. We'll have Kabali at 12:30.
Oh, wow. We have everybody tomorrow.
And we will probably have more treats on tap.
I love you, Limits.
I love you, too. Good night. Thank you.
I've done everything for Malmsey. He's done nothing for me.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.